You're listening to Group Travel Radio. Welcome to Group Travel Radio. I'm Stevie G.
And I'm Jim Delaman.
Today is Monday, April 22nd. Join us as we take a look at what is going on in the group travel world during this weekly update. Group Travel Radio is produced by Group Travel Odyssey, flexible cloud-based software and service to manage group travel seamlessly. Tourism Cares is planning to grow its meaningful travel program in 2024 and has recently announced its latest European partner, Visit Scotland. Malcolm Roughhead, Visit Scotland's chief executive, said, "Our vision is for Scotland to be a globally recognized responsible destination. We want to inspire and influence visitors to make sustainable choices at all stages of their travel journey." In addition to new partnerships, Tourism Cares will be collaborating with the Tourism Authority of Thailand and the Hawaii Visitors and Convention Bureau on two meaningful FAM tours. And Tourism Cares will host two meaningful travel summits in 2024.
Travel industry representatives met in Washington, D.C. last week to mobilize opposition to the Credit Card Competition Act, which they feel would negatively affect credit card rewards programs for travel businesses. A decrease in the number of points that can be earned or used as a result of the proposed legislation could lead to fewer travel reservations. According to U.S. Travel Association data, a mere 10% decline in the credit card rewards travel bookings would result in 1.5 million fewer journeys and $4.3 billion lost in revenue for regional travel companies.
Boeing engineer and whistleblower Sam Salapour has testified in court regarding possible safety hazards and expedient manufacturing methods used in its aircraft production. "They are putting out defective airplanes," said Salapour to a Senate subcommittee. The National Transportation Safety Board, the Justice Department, and the FAA are all looking into Boeing separately.
This past week, Dubai International Airport experienced extraordinary rainfall, which led to delays and changes to flight patterns. With over 5 inches falling on the city in a single day, a record in Dubai in the 75 years that rainfall records have been kept, it's been a long week for airport staff and travelers alike. But the good news is regular flight schedules were restored over the weekend.
Here's some fun news for any Swifties out there. Destin, Florida has unexpectedly received some worldwide attention thanks to Taylor Swift's most recent song, Florida. In the song, Swift specifically mentions the town of Destin. Destin Mayor Bobby Wagner seemed delighted with the shout-out, saying, quote, "We're super honored to be the only city that was mentioned in her Florida song." Destin Fort Walton Beach's tourism director, Jennifer Adams, who also seemed delighted by Taylor's name drop, said, "We've not only seen more searches on Google, but we've had a lot of inquiries into the Welcome Center."
A temporary reservation system has been put in place by Yosemite National Park in an effort to control traffic and improve the experience for visitors during peak hours. Complete information for reservations made during peak hours from April 13th to October 27th, 2024, can be found at the nps.gov Yosemite Reservations page, which we've got linked in the show notes.
Check out GTO's latest blog about ultimate tech tips for teens on the go. Let's be real. Teens and tech are pretty much synonymous. And when it comes to travel, you can bet they'll be more interested in their phones than the local flora and fauna. So what can you do? Easy. Embrace technology and make their adventures even more epic. Click the link to this blog, which we've included in the show notes, to discover our ultimate tech tips for teens on the go.
And finally, today is Earth Day. It's a reminder to be environmentally conscientious and promote sustainability so that we can all enjoy a healthier planet. This year's theme is Planet versus Plastics, which focuses on how we can work together to reduce the amount of plastic produced worldwide. If you're looking to plan more sustainable trips for your groups, check out the Travel Pulse article about Earth Day that we've included in the show notes.
Please don't forget to follow Group Travel Radio on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for tuning in today.